Good evening. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. The Davenport Civil Service Commission says a fire chief who'd been fired should be returned to a high position within the department. Yesterday, Lynn Washburn and her attorney argued for her to be returned to a position in line with a district chief, the position she'd held at the Rockford Department before Davenport hired her in 2011, and the commission granted her request in a 3-1 vote. City documents say Washburn was let go because she was, quote, unsuitable or unfit for continued employment. And the city administrator, Corey Spiegel, says Davenport may challenge the commission's ruling. Hotels in the Quad Cities want to attract more tourists, so they may charge guests more per night. This morning, the Quad Cities Convention and Visitors Bureau hosted a discussion about implementing a destination marketing fee. President and CEO Joe Taylor says marketing funds are becoming more scarce, and the destination fee is voluntary for hotel owners and their guests.
But those hotels that would involve themselves and collect the fee and forward that to the Bureau, that would be part of a yet-to-be-determined and yet-to-be-organized committee that would then make decisions on how those dollars are spent in terms of sales and marketing.
Hotels in several cities in northern Illinois and eastern Iowa have already started collecting the destination marketing fee. Taylor says officials from the Quad Cities hotels, attractions, and other groups are open to the idea. And next he plans to meet with individual hotel owners to find out who's interested in implementing the new fee and how they would like to proceed. Well, a community activist and John Deere employee has decided to run for the Iowa Senate. Today, Marie Gleason of Bettendorf announced her bid for the Democratic nomination in District 47. That's now represented by Republican Robbie Smith of Davenport. District 47 includes part of eastern Davenport, plus Bettendorf, Riverdale, Panorama Park, and Pleasant Valley Township. Gleason works as a project manager and human resources for John Deere. She says her goal is to bring common sense to the Iowa Capitol. Smith is now serving his second term in the Iowa Senate. Well, this year's Student Hunger Drive ends today. Students from 17 high schools are bringing food they've collected during the past 6 weeks to the Riverbend Food Bank in Davenport, and a final tally should be released later tonight. From Pleasant Valley High School, Haley Germain says the student council led this year's effort and collected more than 50,000 pounds, and that's more than double last year's.
We had a competition, it was called Spartan Survivor, and we based it off the popular TV show Survivor, and we had teachers getting voted off the island every week, and we had different incentives to try and keep your teacher on the island. People pledged money or they brought cans. Teachers with the most cans got to make it at the end of the week, and then we narrowed it down to the top five teachers.
And she calls the Hunger Drive a good way for students to give back to their community. Grateful for the help each year is Mike Miller, president and CEO of the food bank.
But the biggest thing is the legacy that this creates for our community. We've taught an entire generation of kids now about philanthropy and about the issue of hunger and the importance of taking care of people beyond ourselves.
Miller says the Riverbend Food Bank in Davenport now serves 300 food pantries in 23 Iowa and Illinois counties, distributing more than 15 million pounds a year. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.